Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Most of your costs are fixed. My property taxes did not double, even though my revenues roughly doubled.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Our best ever sponsor, XS Media Inc., creates premier websites, logos, and branding. Every real estate professional needs the right public image to represent their brand. Whether it's a website, logo, or other marketing materials, your online brand needs to be consistent. It is your virtual handshake and first impression. A successful web presence has proven to increase sales and brand awareness. And today, we've got an exclusive offer for you. To the first 10 best ever listeners who mention this ad, you'll receive a free 30-minute consultation. Visit xsmediainc.com today and tell them Joe sent you. That's X as in xylophone, S as in Sam, mediainc.com. Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Jefferson Lilly. Hi, Jefferson.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well, and thank you for joining us. Jefferson is joining us from San Francisco, California. He is the co-founder of Park Street Partners, and he is focused on mobile home investing. So we're going to talk all about mobile homes on today's show. He owns five, with his company, owns five mobile home parks with an aggregate value of over $4 million, 4.5 to be exact. And he's got some exciting family news that he's going to mention as well. So with that being said, Jefferson, can you talk a little bit about your background and what you're focused on now?
Sure. Thanks, Joe. Great to be here. So I've been buying mobile home parks for about 8 years now. The interesting thing about mobile home parks is that you really actually want to own the land and not the individual mobile homes. Your goal is always to own a quote-unquote parking lot where you've got responsible tenants that own and maintain, of course, their own mobile homes and just pay you the lot rent into the dirt. So I bought my first park 8 years ago. It's on the south side of Oklahoma City. And I did end up, after a couple of years, bringing in some individual mobile homes to infill the vacancies. Of course, all the infrastructure was there, all the vacant pads with the telephone and water and sewer and other infrastructure. But as I was then buying a couple dozen mobile homes and infilling the park, of course, that created substantial additional income. And I actually ended up roughly doubling the value of that property in just under 2 years. And that led then to some consulting work, principally for a high net worth family here in San Francisco that owns a just gorgeous five-star park here in Northern California. I helped them expand and turn around and refinance that property. And then I moved on to buying my second park, also in the Oklahoma City area. And then for the last little over a year, I've partnered up with a guy, Brad Johnson, and we've started our Park Street Partners partnership to acquire more properties. We've bought three properties in the last 6 months. And so so we're now up to five, counting my first two. And we've got a sixth, that one's in Indiana. I've got a sixth under contract that we're expecting to close on, I believe, in just over 3 weeks. And yes, as you mentioned, my best ever interesting fact about me is that I just became a father about 9 months ago. My little son, Alistair, is now, of course, crawling almost as fast as I can walk. So it's quite a change, of course, just to have a child, let alone when you then put them down and they're not there when you can't turn your back because they won't be where you put them. So anyway, we call him, his name's Alistair. We call him the little man or Sir Cute Slot. And he's just such a blessing in our life and kind of puts all of the real estate and all other more material things in my life into perspective once you're a dad and responsible for another life. So anyway, that's been just a blessing and just a wonderful experience over the last 9 months.
So many questions. First, congrats on Sir Cutes-a-Lot.
Thank you.
And congrats on that nickname. It's interesting. Later today, which for the best ever listeners, the episode will air tomorrow, the next day. I'm actually interviewing someone who is descendant from Scottish royalty. So I think there's a theme with the people I'm interviewing today with a royalty angle.
Well, you know, we ostensibly trace ourselves back to Mary, Queen of Scots. So you may have two Scottish royalty folks back to back on your show, Joe. That's good.
Boom.
That's
there you
quite,
go.
Quite a coincidence.
Yeah, no kidding. I should introduce you to maybe your cousins or something.
Well, as I say, whether you're evolutionist or creationist, if you go back far enough, we're all related.
I have some follow-up questions on the mobile home investing, and I'm going to start broad and then I'm going to get very specific.
Please.
Why mobile home investing?
Okay. So again, mobile home park investing, and the goal, the reasons really are that unlike, for instance, apartment investing or self-storage or real estate, strip mall retail centers, unlike most any other kind of real estate out there, only mobile home parks benefit from a government-enforced oligopoly. What I mean by that is that over the last roughly 20 to 25 years, pretty much every city and county nationwide has outlawed the new construction of mobile home parks. It's either literally that they've changed the zoning and it's just not allowable, or they've changed the density, for instance, such that you have to buy so much land per mobile home that it's just not economically feasible to build anymore. So think about that, whether it's real estate or any kind of operating business. If the government were to say that you will never have any more competition, and of course our population continues to grow, you know, demand of course continues to grow, and that supply curve, if you will, is fixed, and it's actually shrinking because probably 1% of mobile home parks get plowed under every year, and in fact become, you know, a strip shopping mall or a fancy apartment complex. But only this business offers, you know, increasing demand, say 1% a year in line with population growth, and about 1% shrinking supply. So being able to buy into any business with leverage, with that kind of broad industry trends, generates really outsized returns for investors. You also then benefit secondarily, or maybe it's as important as that dynamic. You also benefit from the fact that your tenants, the folks that own those mobile homes, tend not to move the homes. It'll cost for a single wide roughly $4,000 to move a home. So those homes tend not to move. Compare and contrast that with, for instance, apartment investing, where your tenants could spend $99 on a U-Haul and haul out all of their furniture and move down the street to the newer, bigger, better apartment complex with the newer, bigger, better swimming pool. We don't have that dynamic. Our customers really more are the houses than the tenants. If a tenant, if a person does need to move, they'll sell their house in place in our parks to someone else. We don't need to buy the house. They'll sell it to someone else who will, again, pay the taxes on the house, do the maintenance on the house, et cetera. And we just collect the rents, either from the previous or the new owner, we just collect the rents into our land. So those two key dynamics, basically limited competition, actually shrinking competition, and customers that more or less, you know, don't leave you. Those two industry dynamics make mobile home parks really the most profitable niche of all.
How did you double the value of the mobile home park that you mentioned?
Two things. First, lot rents were about 50% below market when I purchased the property. The lot rents were $110 a month. Fair market was about $155. So I took the lot rents up halfway from 110 to about 125 when I closed on the property. And then roughly a year later, I took them up about another $25 or $30 to $155 a month. So that extra $50 per pad drove a lot of that value. And again, then from buying in that first year, I think I'd only, in that first 2 years, I think I'd only purchased about one dozen mobile homes. But bringing those homes in, they, of course, generate revenue into the land. So that was also a significant increase in rents. And most of your costs are fixed. My property taxes did not double, even though my revenues roughly doubled. My management cost did not double. My insurance cost went up a bit, but not a doubling. So as I was raising the rents roughly $45, and as I was bringing in another dozen homes that probably brought another $6,000 in revenue or something, collectively those two things roughly doubled the value.
How do you turn a mobile home park around?
Typically, you've got two things to do. First, you're going to make some improvements to the physical infrastructure. And for instance, we just purchased a property, well, a little over a year ago, where a number of the water meters were broken, and folks were actually, and the previous owners were not billing the tenants for water. The park had a roughly $19,000 a year water bill. It was master metered. It's on city water. So again, the city presented the previous owners with roughly $19,000 a year worth of water bills. So we fixed some of the meters, and there were actually some meters in place that the previous owners had just been kind of too negligent about. Honestly, the previous owners did not even know that there were water meters on half of the mobile homes. So they were not reading the water. So we've done that. We also fixed for free water leaks in a number of mobile homes, both the ones that we owned and some that we didn't. We think that's fair when we start billing for water that we provide free plumbing repairs to help everybody conserve. So by doing that, making that investment in capital expenditure, We've now encouraged conservation. That's the right thing to do environmentally. We've encouraged roughly one third conservation. So that water bill is now down to right around $12,000 a year. And we have passed that bill through to the tenants. So by making those sorts of physical investments, and honestly, I don't believe it cost us more than about $6,000 to do the water meter installations and to repair the leaks. And again, obviously, we're now doubling our money, if you will, every year on our investment. For investing $6,000, we've now, well, more than doubled. We've basically removed that $19,000 expense of our P&L. So there's often that sort of work to be done. Sometimes it's also repaving roads. Sometimes there are safety issues, burned out mobile homes to be removed. But we'll do some combination of all that. And we also are, frankly, more strict on backgrounds, criminal background and sex offender backgrounds than our previous owners generally have been. So with physical improvement, with enforcing rules to keep a park family friendly, and then typically we'll be bumping rents. That 50%, it was quite a lot. That was an unusually below market property, but typically our properties are 10 and 20% below market, so we'll also raise the rent. But by controlling your expenses, getting the right tenant base there, you'll have no problem increasing the rents. And pretty soon your NOI almost always is improved about 30% within the first 12 months, and sometimes a lot more. We've almost doubled the NOI. As I indicated, that first property almost doubled the NOI roughly over its first 2 years.
Jefferson, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
I would say set goals. My goals were to purchase a mobile home park within a year. And honestly, I didn't quite do that. It took me, I think, 16 months to purchase my first property. But at least I had the goal to purchase a park within 1 year. I also then set up an unofficial advisory board, if you will. I networked. I found about 10 park owners who were willing to mentor me. So they also helped hold me accountable to that goal of purchasing a property within a year. When you set those sorts of goals and when you get into this business, and I highly advise your best ever listeners to consider investing in mobile home parks, you know, good things happen. I started a positive feedback loop. I got in the business. I'm somebody who tends to learn more by doing than by reading books. I'm sort of 90% hands-on learning and 10% book learning. So once I got in this business, again, there was a fair amount of work to do on that first park, bringing in those two dozen mobile homes over the first year, overseeing. I was a general contractor, if you will, for that property. I oversaw the crews that did the rehab work. All of that led me to be able to do that work more quickly, more efficiently. And then actually it led to new things that I never could have envisioned. I ended up consulting again for this family in San Francisco that owns a gorgeous mobile home park. That provided additional income for me. I then bought a second park and then got contacted by my partner, Brad Johnson, a little over a year ago. And he proposed that we partner together and go acquire more parks. From setting that initial goal and getting in the business, it's really kind of taken on a life of its own through the consulting, the other park, and now the partnership. And that's led us to purchase three properties in the last 6 months. So I guess my advice is set goals and have folks, whether it's an unofficial advisory board or now in my case, for instance, my wife also helps hold me accountable, but set your goals and have people hold you accountable to achieving your goals.
Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I am.
First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Our best ever sponsor, XS Media Inc., creates premier websites, logos, and branding. Whether it's a website, logo, or other marketing materials, your online brand needs to be consistent. To the first 10 best ever listeners who mention this ad, you'll receive a free 30-minute consultation.
visit xsmediainc.com today and tell them Joe sent you. That's X as in xylophone, S as in Sam, mediainc.com.
Okay, Jefferson, best ever book you've read?
I would say the best ever book, business book that I've read is probably Snowball, written by a lady, Alice Schroeder. This is the definitive biography on Warren Buffett, who is the world's greatest investor. And coincidentally, he actually owns Clayton Homes, which is the largest manufacturer of mobile homes. And he used to own some mobile home parks. But I found that book, Snowball, to be particularly insightful because it covers not just the business side of what goes through Warren Buffett's mind when he looks at investments. It also covers his personal life and some of the trade-offs and mistakes that he made in his personal life and how, you know, his personal and professional life interplayed. And it covers, again, I think in particularly good detail, how his investment thinking evolved from cigar butt investing to quality investing. When he got started, he would buy, you know, a proverbial cigar butt investment. It was free, it was low cost, it, you know, he got one puff out of that investment for free, and then it was done. So he had bought, for instance, some more mediocre, some fair businesses at a great price. He evolved his thinking largely with the help of his partner, Charlie Munger, to, again, buying quality businesses. He now focuses on buying great businesses at a fair price rather than fair businesses at a great price. And I've seen that in my own career, my own investing career. I am, of course, nowhere near, not at all in Warren Buffett's league, but I have seen that play out in the mobile home parks that I have bought and the way I go about my investing. We now, in our Park Street Partners partnership, we now buy great parks at fair prices. We don't buy fair mobile home parks at great prices. So anyway, I'm a huge fan of Snowball by Alice Schroeder.
Best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that. Best ever personal growth experience and what you learned from it?
I would say that's marriage and parenting. You know, being married has taught me a lot about how to grow mutually in the ultimate partnership, if you will. It's brought both of us closer to God, and it's taught me something about managing and, frankly, maybe more being managed than managing. Marriage and especially parenting has taught me, has given me great appreciation for the sacrifices that my parents made for my sister and me, and for the love that they poured into us. And so I'd say that's really kind of my best personal growth experience. And I'd highly recommend marriage and parenting. Of course, when the time is right, I'd highly recommend both.
Best ever deal you've done?
I would say that's now the Park Street Partners partnership. Again, my investing experience and some of the blogs that I helped to moderate, my presence on the web, led Brad, my partner, to contact me out of the blue a little over a year ago. And partnering is, again, not unlike marriage. You know, we're good complements for one another. I've got more of an operations background, and Brad has more of a financing background, although we both do both. I've tasked Brad with helping to run our new acquisition, and I have helped fundraise as well. But we partner well. We've now acquired, again, three properties in the last 6 months, have a fourth under contract, all the capital lined up to close on that in another 3 to 4 weeks. So we're now growing our net worth, both of us, faster than we were as individuals. So it's been a great sort of, you know, 1+1=3 experience.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
I would say probably applying technology to remotely managing our properties. I'm here in San Francisco, Brad's down in Orange County. Our properties are Kansas and Oklahoma, and soon to be Indiana. We use, for instance, you know, all Apple devices. We both have iPhones and MacBook Pros, MacBook Airs. We use AppFolio for accounting and rent collections, Dropbox for sharing photos and taking due diligence videos of properties. We use MailChimp for keeping in touch with our couple hundred folks on our mailing list. We use Asana for tracking goals. We may be adapting a new software, web service called Slack that we've just been made aware of. So we scale by obviously doing more with less, and technology plays a big role. What we do would not have been possible, 20 and certainly 30 years ago. But with all the technology, we're now literally seeing video in real time of our properties if and when there's a problem. And so tech, again, will help us operate our properties more efficiently, and it'll also help us make acquisitions more quickly.
Best ever quote.
Probably Thomas Jefferson's, "Truth can stand on its own, and only lies need the support of government."
Lastly, what's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
I got into this business viewing myself as a small-time value investor who had bought a mobile home park, and that worldview limited my growth. So the biggest mistake was that I did not have a big enough vision for myself, which is now that I'm a real estate private equity investor. And the difference is that I now focus on raising money from other people to acquire more properties than I ever could have on my own with my own capital base. So just changing my worldview from small to big has accelerated my net worth. It's accelerated the number of properties we own. And so just having a too small of a worldview, I think, has been my greatest mistake.
What's the best ever place to reach you?
Your best ever listeners can find me through our website, which is parkstreetpartners.net. They can also find me on LinkedIn. And there on LinkedIn, I run the largest mobile home park investors group, and it is simply called Mobile Home Park Investors. We have currently over 2,300 members, and we trade advice and some deal flow there. So parkstreetpartners.net or through LinkedIn.
Jefferson, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners. This was truly an informational session, crash course on mobile home park investing. And I learned a lot from, how do you double the value of a mobile home park? You increase the rents, you bring more homes into the park. There are other ways as well. I'm aware of that, but those were some of the ways that you've implemented to double the value of a park. And then also why the heck you're in the business. A lot of people don't think about, I don't think about mobile home park investing. I've heard of mobile homes, and I've heard of the investment opportunity. I just never taken time to learn about it. And as you said, man, the supply curve is shrinking and tenants tend not to move. I mean, with multifamily, I know personally, because I'm a multifamily guy, turnover is the biggest expense. That and capital expenses over time, but turnover is a killer. If you have to have a lot of tenant retention programs, and you have to do certain things to minimize that as much as possible. And then there's always new competition that is being built. And if you've got limited competition that's actually shrinking, and you've got a way to minimize the amount of turnover that you're going to have, my gosh, that's a incredible business to be in. And one other thing that you started out by saying, and I thought was really interesting, is the goal is to own land, not the homes. I think that's really interesting and a different approach that I hadn't heard of. So thank you so much, Jefferson, for being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes, so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.